Well, as has become customary on Saturday afternoons, trainer Todd Pletcher will once again be very busy. And he'll be busy not just at Gulfstream Park, but all over the country, sending out contenders and stakes races at four different racetracks this weekend, including the Grade 2 Royal Delta Stakes, which you'll hear exclusively with us on the Horse Racing Radio Network this afternoon, beginning at 1:30 Eastern Time. And Todd joins us now here on the Equine Forum presented by Lane's End. Todd, thanks for taking a few minutes.
My pleasure, guys.
You know, the question I get most often when people talk about Todd Pletcher and they ask me about you, Todd, is how on earth does he do it? Because you have this success all over the country. You're running horses, it seems like, at four or five different racetracks almost every weekend. So I'm going to ask you, how do you do it?
Well, we work hard at it. You know, we got a big team of people that work very hard at hopefully churning out horses that are ready to run well. And, you know, it's a lot of preparation during the week and months and years leading up to these big races that make it happen. But, you know, right now this winter, we have the majority of our horses based at Palm Beach Downs. And I think, you know, when we're able to do that and train over at a facility like that with a surface like Palm Beach Downs has, it's just things seem to be clicking on all cylinders and the horses are running well, you know, off that racetrack. And knock on wood, it's been a very safe racetrack. And, you know, so it's nice kind of having the base of the operation there and then able to ship around to some other locations from there.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up. Palm Beach Downs, located pretty close to Palm Meadows, where you were before. What's the difference there, and why is Palm Beach Downs such a good fit for your program?
Well, I think the most significant difference is that it's just a smaller facility, and not so much the oval itself. It has a mile dirt racetrack with a turf course inside of that. But the biggest difference is there's approximately 200 horses on the grounds, and you know, I think the big benefit to that is you get a quiet training environment and you just get less traffic, you know, in general over the racetrack. And I think that you know, allows it to stay in good condition throughout the morning.
With 200 horses on the grounds, most of them must be yours, huh?
There's a good portion of them that are.
So you have somewhat control over you know, how many horses are on the track at one time, and you can kind of set up your breezes accordingly.
Yeah, you know, we generally take in our sets, we usually have 14 or 15 horses per set. So you know, when we're not out there, there's generally not really any other horses on the grounds and or on the racetrack, and so you know, it works out well. And been pleased with the way it's been going.
I always tell people it's almost like going to the races, watching you train horses in the morning. The riders all come out, they get their assignments from you. You've already gone over the horses' legs. I mean, it's like watching six or seven races a day right there at the Pletcher Barn.
Yeah, it's you know, I think when you have a number of horses like that, and we have horses at various levels, and you know, we're able to get a good line on sort of where we are with the horses, especially when you're able to, you know, match maidens up with horses that you know what their ability levels are. And I think that's very helpful in letting us know kind of where our horses are, how fit they are, maybe how good they are, what level they need to be running at. And, you know, I think that's one of the benefits to having a bigger stable, not only a benefit to us, but hopefully to our owners as well.
Trainer Todd Pletcher joining us on the Equine Forum presented by Lane's End on the Horse Racing Radio Network. Todd, let's focus on some of the horses that you're going to be sending out this weekend. And we'll start with the race we're covering this afternoon at Gulfstream Park, the Grade 2 Royal Delta, previously known as the Sabin Stakes. And this is a race that you've had some success in. You've won it three different times, of course, twice with Awesome Maria. And today you send out 2-1 morning line favorite Sandiva and Longshot Enchantress. Let's start with Sandiva. Tell me about her coming up to this race.
Well, we're very, very pleased with the way that she's trained on the dirt. We've obviously been very pleased with the way she's run on the dirt, but it's sort of similar connections, came over here with good turf form, has run well on the turf, and we've kicked around the idea of trying Sandeep on the dirt for over a year now. And you know, we just felt like that finally maybe everything was in place where she's doing well and race is coming up at the right time and it's not a huge field, and just felt like it was time to give her a try on the dirt. And you know, basically it's just based on the strength of how she trains on it, how she breezes over it, and she's always trained very well, galloped out very strongly, and given us an indication that she'll handle it. So we're looking forward to finding out if that's true or not. She's a beautiful filly, and I think kind of her style of running, which is kind of a high cruising speed and keep carrying that speed, should suit the dirt well.
She doesn't have the same dirt pedigree that Emshawish has, but you look at those three bullet works on her past performances, and that kind of tells you she seems to like the dirt a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, you know, she's put footsteps in the sand, who is a Giants Causeway, and they tend to, Giants Causeways tend to run on just about any surface, so we're hoping that that's going to carry through with her. It's you know, similar to Emshawish, but like you said, not the strength of the pedigree so much as much just the way that she's trained over it.
Todd, all of those workouts that you referenced have come at your base at Palm Beach Downs. Talk about the form translating, that dirt form translating from the track at Palm Beach Downs to the main track at Gulfstream Park.
Yeah, it seems to be a true kind surface that what we found is that, you know, horses that maybe some turf horses that might struggle with some other dirt tracks, like, for example, the deeper Oklahoma surface and at Saratoga, they won't have those same issues with the Palm Beach dirt, but they'll find it a little easier to get over, and I think it can be a little kinder to train some turf horses over the dirt there. But at the same time, it's demanding enough that it'll let you know when you have one that doesn't truly like the dirt, or, you know, a turf horse that needs to be on the grass. So I don't think it gives you any false information, but it can be a little bit kinder than some of the real demanding surfaces that we'll train on.
You've also got Enchantress in there, and it's a major step up for her. Was the short field a factor in running her, or did you have this on the radar?
No, I mean, we actually nominated her a couple of weeks ago, but it was really kind of in the last week that the decision came together, just based on kind of assessing the field and how she was coming up and to the race. And we had kind of a backup plan on the 27th. There's a turf stake, so we decided that the other issue, you know, thing to factor in was that how the strength of the turf stake at Tampa Bay with Teppins and Photo Call and those fillies in there, that you know, we pretty much either wanted to stay at Gulfstream and run on the turf or give this a try.
Todd Pletcher here on the Horse Racing Radio Network. Todd, I don't need to remind you that we're only 84 days away from the first Saturday in May, and you always have a host of three-year-olds pointing for the Kentucky Derby. This year, no different. The Grade 3 Sam F. Davis is on tap at Tampa Bay this afternoon. Another race that's been very good to you. You've won it on five different occasions. Today, you send out Gettysburg and Destin in that race. Let's start with Gettysburg and tell me about him.
Well, he's a horse that Windstar was very high on when they sent him to us. And, you know, I think he's just taken a little while to kind of come to hand. Wasn't surprised that he kind of ran mid-division first time out at Belmont. I think that was a very good education for him. We started to see some improvement in his training after that race. And then I thought his third at Gulfstream, first time around two turns, was an encouraging race. I think when you kind of look back at that day, it was one of those days where, for whatever reason, Gulfstream wasn't really producing many front runners that day that were able to hold on. So I think he probably ran against the grain of the track a little bit that day. But we saw a lot of improvement after that race in the way that he breezed. So we weren't surprised that he sort of had that breakthrough effort last time when he was able to win convincingly, and he's come back and trained well. So, you know, we like the fact that he's coming off a mile and eighth race and can back up into a, you know, mile and a 16th race at Tampa. And, yeah, we like the way he's been training, so we're very happy with him.
Well, he's made some tremendous improvement. His speed figures have gone forward on the Brisnet scale every time he's run. So it looks like he's coming into this race very strong.
Yeah, he really is. And then, you know, he's come back and trained very well, put in some quality breezes. And I think you can kind of see some physical improvement in him as well. He's gained some weight, and he's kind of making that transition from two to three that you love to see, you know, physically when these horses start to fill out and grow up a bit.
Well, your other contender in the Sam F. Davis, Destin, exits that fourth-place finish in the Grade 3 LeCompte at Fairgrounds on January 16th. Talk about the past several weeks with him and how he's coming into the Sam F. Davis.
Yeah, him and Gettysburg have actually trained together quite a bit in the last, you know, couple of weeks. And they've kind of taken turns with each other, and it seems like one week maybe one will be slightly the stronger of the two, and then the next week it'll flip around. But I think this horse is still figuring things out. We put blinkers on him for his last start, and he still ran like a horse that needed blinkers, even though he had them on. He's just still learning. He can run a little bit in spots at times. I think that John Velasquez is going to suit him very well. I think Johnny's style of riding, where, you know, he can really pick one up and carry him and point him in the right direction when they need it. So I think he's going to be a good fit for this horse. And I think, you know, hopefully he's a horse that the more experience he gets, the better he'll get. He's shown us some hints that he has it there, just trying to bring it all out. And we're going to adjust his blinkers a little bit for this race. And just, we feel like if we can get him channeled with all his energy in the right direction, there's more to come.
Yeah, his mother, Dream of Summer, was a really nice filly. He didn't have the best of trips in the LeCompte. He was, you know, kind of wide, and he still ended up finishing well. He looks like he's certainly headed in the right direction. Do you find when you have these horses and you're training them together that it kind of forces them up the ladder, makes them, you know, improve their game a little bit?
Well, that's what we've always felt like, is being able to train some of these horses with some better horses, you know, can sometimes bring out their best and improve them, and we're hoping that's what it does in these horses' cases. But, you know, I think in Dustin's case, it's just, he just needs that race experience and that seasoning that you can only get really with more racing. And he's a typical hardy Giants Causeway, comes out of his races really well and with good energy. And so, you know, hopefully more races from now, he'll continue moving forward.
Todd, a couple of other three-year-olds you send out this weekend are in New York in the Fred Cappy Capicella Stakes. You have Saratoga Mischief and Awesome Gent. Now, obviously, they're not quite as far along in their development as horses like Gettysburg or Destin, because this is a 6-furlong race. What are you looking to see from them coming up on Sunday afternoon?
Well, the first thing I'm hoping for is that they have racing with the bitter cold forecast and that they're calling for. But, yeah, I mean, actually, in, you know, both of these horses' cases, these are kind of audibles that we've had to make because of, you know, different circumstances. In Saratoga Mischief's case, we entered him an allowance race a couple times at Gulfstream that didn't fill. So we're looking to get his season underway. So we shipped up for that. And Awesome Jen's case, we had him scheduled for a New York bred stake on the same day, but unfortunately that didn't fill, so we had to opt over into an open race. But, and I think both of these horses are really nice horses. I think Saratoga Mischief proved that when he was second in the Saratoga Special in his second start, and subsequently the horse that beat him that day, Exaggerators, come back and won the Delta Jackpot, so I think it was legitimate form. Just looking to get a season underway, hopefully get a race under his belt and see, you know, how he runs and what the next step would be. But he's always shown a lot of quality. He's a nice horse, and we're looking forward to getting him started. And Awesome Gents' last two races have been very impressive. Just looking forward to see how he goes, kind of a step up in competition in the open stakes category.
Well, we know you have other things to get to here today, Todd, so we'll let you do that, but can't let you go without getting a quick update on Zulu, who Jude and I have fallen in love with, pointed for the Fountain of Youth, the son of Bernardini, and, of course, a few comments on Mshwish with that big win in the Don last week. Start with Zulu for a moment. How's he doing?
Zulu's doing great. He'll brief you again on Sunday, and you know, right now he's got the tall task of pointing towards the Fountain of Youth and meeting Karen and Shadwell's horse, Mohaman, who is very, very impressive in the Holy Bull. But, you know, we feel like with a promising colt that's super two, it costs, you know, pedigree that suggests he's supposed to stretch out, that, you know, we're going to try to tackle that assignment and hope that he can continue to improve. So we're happy with him, happy with what he's done so far, and look forward to stepping up the next level. But, yeah, we're excited about that.
Mshwish, he's always trained so well on the dirt, and I couldn't wait for you to run him on the dirt. And now he's grade one winner. Did he come out of the race good, and is he still heading to Dubai?
Mshwish, we were delighted with the way he ran in the Don, and he came out of it in super shape. He's full of himself, good energy, and we're knock on wood, hopefully heading towards Dubai.
Todd Pletcher here on the Horse Racing Radio Network, Total Pro. And, Todd, we can't thank you enough for the time, as always, and we'll look forward to catching up with you again here up the road, and all the best coming up this weekend.
Thanks very much, guys. Appreciate it.